We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All systems are go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van
Vliet. Oh, it is so good to see you, my friends. Welcome back to another installment of the podcast known as Insight with Chris Van Vliet. Hey, that's me. I'm Chris Van Vliet. And a few weeks ago, when I said that we had a big interview coming up, I meant a big, giant interview. And it was so good here to be able to get to know the man behind the Nigerian giant, Omas. He's such a laid-back guy. And one thing that you're really going to get from this conversation is that he wants to work hard to be the best that he can possibly be in the WWE. And when you think of some of the other big men in WWE history, I mean, we're talking about The Undertaker, Andre, Kane, Big Show, Kevin Nash, and it certainly seems like WWE is giving Omos all of the tools to eventually be part of that conversation. And I asked him, what are your goals for the next 5 or 10 years from now? And he didn't hesitate to say that he wants to be the WWE champion. Great conversation with him. I hope that you enjoy it. Take a screenshot. Let us know what you think of this episode and tag us. He's at The Giant Omos. I'm at Chris Van Vliet. And if you're one of the like 60% of people who, according to the analytics, listen to the show but don't actually follow the show, please just take a second right now to click follow wherever you're listening, because Insight has been continuing to get bigger every single week. And I'm sure, you know, it's because of guests, big guests like Omos and Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Undertaker, and L.A. Knight. Yeah, but it's mostly because of awesome people like you. And I appreciate you so much. Whether you're following or not, I still appreciate you. But it'd be awesome if you did follow. Okay, here we go. Please enjoy this conversation with the Nigerian giant, Omos. Omos, so good to see you. Life must be pretty good for Omos. You're coming off of this match with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. Now you got Seth Rollins coming up at Backlash.
Man, life is wonderful, man. I remember when, you know, me, I spoke to my business partner, MVP, and we had a couple of like, ideas of what we wanted to do. And it seemed like the universe heard what we were planning for, and it's giving us those gifts in high-end stick matches, and now we are truly grateful.
This is what I think is so interesting about you, and I'm a big believer that things in life happen for a reason at the time that they're supposed to happen. Absolutely. You were supposed to have a WWE tryout in 2014, and because of, you know, various different circumstances, that didn't happen. Do you think about what life would look like had that happened at that time?
I do, but I don't think I was mentally ready for it. I always think back to, you know, back then, and you know what I did. When I didn't come for the trial, what everything I had to go do in that 4-year time span. And I think I need to go through that growth and truly try and give my best to basketball and for it to come to a full stop before I jump into wrestling. Because I don't think if I just came at that point in time, I think I'll still have some, oh, what if I did this in basketball? What if I did this? But I truly exhausted all my options. I was to the point where there's really nothing else for me to do. And I needed to pivot in my life, you know, and it so happens to be that, you know, wrestling was presented to me And I fell in love with it on the first tryout I ever had. I ever got into the ring, and it was, you know, love at first sight. The truly love at first sight.
What was your first introduction to the WWE and the pro wrestling? Like, is it something that's popular in Nigeria?
Oh, to be honest, I didn't think it was until when I went back home last year. And I truly got to understand the magnitude of fans we have, not just in Nigeria, but just all over Africa as a whole, and how people keep individuals watching. You know, I went back home last year for the first time in 14 years and just having regular day workers seeing on the streets and saying, oh, my, so much. And I'm kind of shocked because I wasn't expecting that type of reception. But, like, it went down to meeting, you know, the current vice president of Nigeria, and, like, his kids are watching the pay-per-view. You know, wow. This is where, you know, right before... after we did we're Saudi last year, Braun and I, and you know, going back home, and the president's like, "So you, what you doing here?" I'm like, "Came here to see my family, and you know, to pro WWE." Well, we just saw you this, you know, a couple of days ago in Saudi Arabia. I'm just like, "Wow!" Like this, like I did not know this, but it is extremely popular back home. Extremely popular.
I think
they don't have a it's called Jumbo on the cable network there, and they. It's like a 24/7 programming for WWE. You can watch WWE 24/7 every day.
Man, I think that people think Omos is your real name. What's the story behind the name Omos?
So, fun fact is, Omos is one of my last name, right? So, my last name is Omogbehin, which is actually very difficult to understand. Yeah. And when I was a kid, I didn't know what caught up, you know, what got in my dad's head, and he wanted to change it to Omos. So, for a while, for like 12 years of my life in Nigeria, my last name was Omos. And then about 2 years when I started playing basketball and before I came to America, my dad said, you know what? I want to change back to Omogbehin. And, you know, as it goes, you know, you follow the amount of doubts and we all change our last names back to Omogbehin. So Omos is my last name. I just don't go by it anymore.
I don't think that people realize how big you are until they see you like live at a WWE event.
Yes.
I'm curious, at what age did you become 6 feet tall?
I think I was 11 years old.
That is not fair, by the way.
I'm sorry, man. You know, I don't make the rules. I just follow them. So whatever gift was given to me, I just take it in line with it. So I'll say about 11.
Wow. Okay. And then, like, at what point are you 7 feet tall?
So at 11 years old, I was about 6 feet. And then I think by the time I was 13, in a two year span, I went through a seven inch growth spurt. So by the time I was 13, I was 6'7". And that's when I started playing basketball. And then by the time I was 15, I was like 6'11", 7 foot.
Wow. Now, is the same thing that you had, is that the same thing that Andre had, the growth on your pituitary gland?
So yes, similar but different. Mine is different because those guys, they just had an acromegaly, right? Which is the tumor on your pituitary gland. Mm. I have that, but also have gigantism, right? Which is and also something else called partial Cushing's disease. And from all they said, I was the first case that I'd ever seen that had those three diseases together. They're pretty much all diseases that make you large. And I kind of have like, all the, you know, like a witch's pot, you know, I had all the fixes, and it wasn't all when they found that I had all, like, I've studied by, there's a medical journal about my condition to help other divisions of kids that have a similar case like I do. You know, I've had the opportunity, you know, for residents to talk to me and ask about my experience. You know what it's like to have all the disease, because it's rare that you find someone who has all the like I do. So, yes.
But this isn't just like something that makes you tall. Like, this is something that, if not treated, I mean,
it's very fatal. Yes, absolutely. So, for me, it's just like a thing where like I have to monitor my, it's called an IGF-1, which is your growth hormones. Yeah. So, I have to monitor it for mine pretty much every 3 to 4 months. And I'm pretty much on the medication every day to help stop my body from using the hormones. If I don't do that, I keep on growing, which I don't want to do anymore. I'm okay, I'm satisfied at what I have. You know, so.
Do you have to duck to walk into like every room now?
Pretty much. Every room, every It's become, even when the doors are about like 10 foot tall, is just still a natural reaction to me where I just have to do it just in case. You know, I don't want to, like, you know what, I'm fine, and I go in and hit my head. And this has happened a couple of times, but I always try to make sure I duck. It's just become a natural instinct now.
Okay, how about sitting on an airplane? What does that look like?
There's a video that MVP posted, I think, last year of what it was like getting out of my seat, going to the bathroom, he's in the bathroom, and coming back, and it's like being in the hut, for lack of better terms, you know, because, you know, those planes are designed for a human being like me. So that's how to, you know, make bests. But, you know, I always had, you know, I feel, you know, my life has been a thing of where I have to figure out, okay, how do I maneuver into small and tight spaces that aren't necessarily designed for me?
Man, who were some of the big men that you looked up to when you were a fan growing up?
Oh, man. I can't go without saying Undertaker. The Undertaker, man. I both on, you know, watching him in the ring and as an individual, I truly have such great admiration for him. Kevin Nash, Razor Ramon, may he rest in peace. I truly miss him a lot. Because, you know, he, you know, since been in this business, I've had the privilege of having such great mentors who would call me and give me advice. Who also Mark Henry, Big Show. You know, this is the guys, you know, that I've, you know, watched a lot of Kane and just try to take a little bit out of how they work and implement it to how I work. You know, a lot of people know this, but a lot of people see me do the snake eyes, big boot. It's that little Taker's famous moves, you know, that everybody does. I just said, you know what? I think, you know, I've earned the right that I can do that with his permission. I was able to. So, you know, a way to honor people who I truly look up to.
Look, I think that people think Brock Lesnar is a big dude. And then when you see you guys in the ring together at WrestleMania 39, you make him look so small. But what I think is a true testament to Brock's strength is he picks you up for that F5 like you weigh nothing.
That is, I was telling somebody the other day, I think the two strongest individuals I've ever been in the ring with, Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley. I have no idea how those guys are, amazing they are, and such. And this is going to sound really coming for me because I'm also a physical specimen, but yet it's such physical specimens and phenomenal athletes.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, you talk about phenomenal. I mean, I think I'd be remiss to not bring up AJ Styles. I'm really curious, what's something that you do in the ring now that is something that you learned from working with AJ?
Being vicious. I think that's what separates AJ from everybody else. AJ knows when to be vicious. And you can see it in his eyes when he truly wants to kill somebody. And that's what I learned from him is, you know, when I was under him, he was mentoring me, which he still does today because he's one of my closest friends. like looks like you want to kill somebody. That is the art. It's not about what you do. It's what's in here and what you're conveying in your eyes. And that was something I learned from him, and I still do today. Looking like, okay, I'm going to kill this guy. Like, I want to murder him.
I feel like you're just getting started in WWE. Like, you really are. And you've already accomplished so much. So if we look ahead now, 5 years, 10 years plus, what are some of the long-term goals you have for yourself in WWE?
I mean, of course, my WWE champion, you know, that's I think at the top of the list. You know, when I first started, I had goals I wanted to accomplish. And I think I've met some of those goals. People I wanted to wrestle before they said goodbye. And things I wanted to do, like, you know, being a WrestleMania. And I've had the privilege to be a WrestleMania 3 times. You know, one winning it as a WWE champion with AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Going solo wrestling Bobby Lashley last year in Dallas. And then starting the show with the one and only Brock Lesnar. So I think there's a lot of plans left and a lot of things that I still have to achieve. But I think the top of the list is becoming, you know, holding that gold over my head and saying, yeah, here, look at me now. I'm the biggest, baddest son of a gun you ever seen. Now we're here, you know. So that's at the top of the list, you know.
Yeah. Give me some travel tips here. If I'm going to visit Nigeria for the very first time, what do I need to do?
First things first, make sure you're vaccinated.
Okay.
That's the first thing you do first. I would say figure out a good amount of money you want to spend. So I never suggest you swipe your credit cards or anything. I would say bring cash. Cash is king in Nigeria.
Like U.S. cash?
Yeah, U.S. cash. You can change it back home. You can change it once you get there.
Okay.
But just make sure you bring cash. You don't need your credit cards, debit cards, just straight cash. You have a budget of how much you're going to spend. Do that in. Stay on the island, Lagos, which is like, you know, say, Lekki, Lagos Island, Victoria Island, but just make sure you get a really nice hotel on one of the islands. The third is, if you can afford it, that is, at least get more security that can help you navigate through Lagos, because they always call, although I'm from Lagos, I'm not a fan of Lagos. It's like New York on steroids, and I can't stand that because it's just so many people and it's overcrowded, there's lots of traffic. So you just need to find someone who can help you maneuver the space, and that's pretty much it. That's all you really need. And make sure, make sure you travel with the thing you put into the outlet so you can charge your phones and all that.
Oh, yeah, the power converter.
Yeah. So, make sure you want to have one of those. So, and if you're a gamer, make sure you bring your games, keep yourself entertained in the hotel. What else? Very important. The battery pack. And charge a portable battery pack. And that's what
aside from you, who's the most famous Nigerian that we might know?
It's a lot, man. Go to UFC, Israel Adesanya, Kamaru Usman, go to Hollywood, John Boyega, Damson Idris from Snowfall. It's a lot of Nigerians doing a lot of great things, man. So it's a lot, man. Everywhere I turn, and I see basketball, same thing. You know, it's truly an amazing time to see, you know, our country put on the world map and all this great, you know.
What would you say is the best piece of advice that you've received, you know, right before you were going to get onto the stage that you got on in WWE? What's the best piece of advice that you got that you now carry with you?
Enjoy it. I think sometimes those moments are so huge that we forget to be the present and truly enjoy it and soak it in. And I always try to make sure whenever I go out there, I take my time and I truly absorb it and I truly, you know, enjoy it and be in the moment and be present. Because, you know, when you guys perform as a performer, you get nervous, you get tense, and, you know, it's just like going on ahead. But sometimes that takes away from just enjoying and understanding. I'm about to go in front of 5,000, 10,000 people. I'm about to go to either scream or boo me. And they're going to have an amazing time. And they're going to go crazy. Like, that is an accomplishment in of itself. So always make sure to always be present and truly just enjoy the moment.
Yeah. Look, so many of the things that you did, you were getting over when there weren't any fans in the arena. So what was it like when you did get in front of fans for the first time and they knew who you were and they knew what you were all about?
A lot of nerves, because I think the first time I had a huge pay-per-view in front of fans, I think it was at SummerSlam in 2019, I believe, in Vegas, and Mania. It was Mania in Tampa, and it was such a great experience for me because before wrestling, I wanted to play basketball. I wanted to go pros. Obviously, that didn't happen. I had goals I wanted to accomplish. I went to college in Tampa, University of South Florida. I had goals I wanted to accomplish there, which I didn't get to due to health reasons and other things, right? And after I graduated in 2014, and then to go back there a couple of years later and to do what we did at the largest stadium in Tampa.
Yeah.
Where everybody in Tampa knew who I was. And the audience knew that there was, it was like a full circle moment for me to go back there and do that. And also an extremely emotional one because of a lot of what I went through happened in Tampa. Like the stuff with my surgeries I did for my brains, the ACLs, everything that kind of, all the large hurdles I kind of faced happened in Tampa. So to go back there and do what I did at WrestleMania, that will forever always be the top of the list of, being there and truly experiencing the crowd and seeing them go crazy. Granted, it was only 25, I think it was only about 25% capacity due to COVID. It was still like an experience nonetheless because I still feel the energy. I remember, we had the introduction on the first day where they brought us out there to introduce us to the fans because it was the first time we were back since the pandemic. And I just remember going out there that I could just feel the energy from the audience and I got emotional. That I came back there and I saw Kevin Nash and he just gave me a big hug. And I was just like, he just told me just to breathe, relax. Because it was, I was telling people that there's no energy like the energy that WWE fans bring to the arena. That there's nothing like it. I don't care whether you play baseball, basketball, UFC. There's nothing like it. Like once you get it, then you experience it. You feel the energy of how passionate these fans are. Like it's truly different. And I remember, and I felt that for the first time, he gave me really goosebumps right now, he gave me goosebumps. And I go back, I saw Kevin Nash in the hallway, and like, it comes to the point where I was emotional. That's how much energy I felt from the audience. And I was giving a big hug, and it was just like, it's okay, because just breathe. And it, like, I will never forget that moment. It's such an amazing business. We can go all day long about the business and all, but like I truly love this business.
Look, your journey is so inspiring and it's so cool seeing what you've been doing in the WWE, and I can't wait to see what's next for you. I end every conversation talking about gratitude because it's such an important part of my life. I always wake up, I say out loud three things that I'm grateful for, and I do it before I go to sleep. What are three things in your life that you're grateful for right now?
I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to be able to do what I'm doing, which is extend people across the world and completely be in a creative space where I can actually be whatever and whoever I want to be.
Yeah.
And thirdly, for my loved ones, my fiance in particular, my family, because those are the core when things have gone sour, they've been there for me. So I'm truly grateful for those three things.
Well, Amos, such a pleasure to be able to spend some time with you and looking forward to seeing you and Seth Rollins at Backlash.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Chief. An honor to speak to you as well.
The honor's mine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That is a gentle, kind man. But man, oh man, I wish that I was 6 feet tall when I was 11 years old. I think I was like 4 feet, maybe a little bit over 4 feet tall, but still. What a great guy, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for him. And I mean, three WrestleMania matches in a row. He's worked with Bobby Lashley. He's worked with Brock Lesnar. WWE certainly seems to be setting him up for some big, big things. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the rest of 2023 with Omos. Take a screenshot. Let us know what you thought of this episode and tag us. He's at The Giant Omos. I'm at Chris Van Vliet. And I'll leave you with this quote from Andy Rooney. Everyone wants to live on the top of the mountain, but all the happiness and growth occurs while you're climbing it. Now, it's that whole thing about it It's not the destination. It's the journey. Be great. Be grateful, my friends. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a bonus Friday episode of Insight.